Binasura ng mataas na hukom ang huling apela ng isang class action laban sa ANZ Bank na nagsasabing ito ay naniningilang masyadong mataas sa overdue bank fee. Mahigit sa 43,000 customer ang nagsabing sila ay dinayang siningil ng mga late fee sa credit card. Sinabi ng mga abogado, nagbigay ng daan ang pasya para maningil ng matataas na overdue penalty ang mga bangko. Narito ang ulat. Nagtalo ang mga abogado mula pa noong taong 2010 na ang ANZ ay walang karapatang legal na maningil ng mga overdue fee na hanggang $35 kung paminsan ay wala pang 50 sentimo para sa bangko na gumastos sa pangangasiwa nito. Noong taong 2014, sumang-ayon ang pampederal na hukom, subalit ang pasya ay binago noong nakaraang taon. Noong Miyerkules, 4-5 maestrado ng matataas na hukom ang tumutol sa apela. Sinabi ni Julian Saliba, isang nagmamay-ari ng maliit na negosyo sa Geelong at dating customer ng ANZ, ang resulta ng kaso ay nakakapanlumo.
The ideal that Australia holds dear to its heart has always been one of the fair go. I don't think there's a fair go here. I see big business winning over the small individual people and a lack of common sense in the brutal way that they would collect these fees.
Sinabi ni Andrew Watson, ang pambansang pinuno ng class actions sa Maurice Blackburn, hindi mabuti ang ipinaabot na pasya ng mataas na hukom.
Today's result is a bad day for the banking customers of ANZ, a bad day for banking customers generally, and a bad day for all Australian consumers. Unfortunately, the High Court's dismissal of our appeal in relation to late payment fees on credit cards effectively gives a green light to banks and other major corporations to engage in gouging on these kinds of fees.
Naglabas ng pahayag ang ANZ Group Executive Fred Olson na nagsasabing sila ay nasiyahan sa pasya ng batas. Sinabi ni Olson, kinukumpirma ng pasya ang mga sinisingil ng ANZ sa mga credit card ay lehitimo at patas. At sinabi niya, tinapos na nito ang mahaba at magastos na litigasyon ng matagal nang pinaniniwala ng ANZ na walang saysay. Ang pasya ng mataas na hukom ay hindi lamang pagtatapos sa matagal nang pakikipaglaban ng ANZ. 7 pang bangko kasama ang Westpac at Commonwealth ay humaharap din sa parehong class action. Sinabi ni Professor Cathy Barnett ng Melbourne Law School, malamang na hindi ito magpapatuloy.
Today's decision will have a devastating impact on those actions. I don't imagine they'll be able to proceed so happily unless they have significantly different facts to the ANZ class action.
Sinabi ni Abogado Andrew Watson, ngayong dumaan na sa hukom, bahala na ang pamahalaan na magsagawa ng batas para sa pagbabago.
We have fought a long, hard-fought and real battle on behalf of banking customers over the course of the last 6 years to try and achieve justice in relation to fees that we regarded as excessive. Today's High Court decision means that under existing law, that fight has gone as far as it can. And so the reality now is that if anything is to be done to provide real protection to banking customers and consumers generally in this area, there will need to be law reform.
Hinihikayat ni Julian Saliba, isang dating customer ng ANZ Bank, ang mga negosyo na kumilos para mapilitang baguhin ng bangko.
Leave these banks that charge these fees. Walk out the door. Take your money with you. Simple as that.
Subal, sinabi ni Professor Barnett, hindi talaga ganoon kadali.
These fees were charged regularly before they were made public across the board. And really, in my view, it represents a kind of market failure where if everybody's charging them, there's nothing you can do about it. And there's significant transaction costs in changing banks anyway. So there's no way in which customers can really go to someone else unless one bank decides to break ranks.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.